Yeshaya Perik Nun Beis Pasuk Yud Li'ilu Nishmas Avi Mori Pesach David Ben Avraham Nata, and for Refuah Shalema for Allah who need Refuahs and Yeshuos. We are wrapping up the beautiful Haftarah of Parshas Shoftim that is all about Anochi Anochi Hu Menachem Chem. It ends with Pasuk Yud Beis, but the Perik ends with Pasuk Tes Zayin. Chasaf Hashem Es Zeroah Kodesho Le'enei Kol Hagoyim. God will reveal His holy arm before all of the nations. And it's only kivayachol, but I can only imagine it's an arm-wearing tefillin. Try to imagine such a kind of holy sight that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will uncover the hester upon Him, the return of obvious open nisim v'niflos for people to be able to appreciate and see during the era of the Yemos HaMashiach. V'ro'u chalaf seyoretz eis yeshuas Elokeinu. And all of the ends of the earth, the nations that remain, that aren't destroyed in the day of judgment that they deserve, are going to see the salvation of our God, Elokeinu, our God. The entire human population of earth, wherever they live, will see that salvation. Try to imagine the world as we know it now, and the way people act, and the way people scorn. We said before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dealing kol hayom shemimi noatz. That's the world we live in now. But imagine a world where that's no longer so. Beautiful. Yud Aleph, suru suru tzu'umi sham. Get out, get out. Leave there. Get away, get away. Move on, Jewish people. Get out of the exile. Remember that when we had the opportunity to leave Bavel and go back to Eretz Yisrael, 90% of us didn't want to do it. Tamei al tigau, they are tamei, they are defiled, these other nations. Their culture, their values, their attitudes, their definitions. Get away from them. Al tigau, don't touch them. If you touch something tamei, instantly you become tamei. And depending on the way the tumah touches you, and depending on what source of tumah you touch, you can be a high level of tumah, a lower level of tumah, but tamei, you are all the same. Tzu mitocha. Get out from among them. Get out of their company. Get out from their midst. Hibaru nosei kalei Hashem. Purify yourselves, you who bear the vessels of God. Hibaru, not 100% sure. Binyan nifal, says the Ibn Ezra. So hibaru, bar, I'm not sure, bur sometimes can mean detergent. So I don't know if it means cleansing in that sense. So I'm not quite sure why it means purify yourselves in terms of the Hebrew. If you're carrying the kelim, you can't become tameh. Yud beis ki lo v'chipazon teitzeyu. Because you are not going to leave in a hurry. Contrast that to Mitzrayim, where we were running out at midnight, and they were screaming at us, leave v'imnu lo seileichun. And we're not going to be chased out. We're not going to be in flight the way the Yetzias Mitzrayim was in a big rush. Ki holech lifneichem Hashem u'ma'asivchem Elokei Yisrael. Because God is going before you. And the God of Israel is also your rear guard. U'ma'asivchem, your gatherer, but also your guard from behind. Like Klal Yisrael being surrounded by the pillar where you had the Anon in front and behind to separate us from the Mitzrim who were chasing us. Ma'asifchem is rear guard because it gathers up the stragglers. It gathers up anybody who's slow to go. Yud Gimel hinei yaskil avdi, because my servant will prosper. Yarum v'nisa v'gova ma'od, he will be exalted, uplifted, brought up to great heights. Gavoa, prospering and exalted, going back to our former status as royalty, raised up high with our intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mashiach is going to be exalted. We are going to be exalted. Our leadership, our people, all in concert, all acting and thinking together. Ki'isha echad b'lev echad. A beautiful thing. And not only that, the Mashiach isn't going to need to go convert the heathens, because they'll see the truth and they will feel the attraction to be part of this great truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a very different kind of geula than Yetzias Mitzrayim, where a hated nation was being thrown out of Mitzrayim by their way of looking at things. And the Mashiach is bringing the great teachings of our Kadosh Baruch Hu to all the peoples of the earth. Kind of a tremendous moment. Now we're already out of the Haftarah, these last three Sukkim. Yadalad kasher shamamu alecha rabim, as many were stunned by you. Nations stunned by the degradation of the Jewish people. We see that in Eicha, where the people are walking past Yerushalayim, shaking their heads, going, how can it be Yerushalayim klilas yofi? Such a beautiful city, the pearl of all cities. How can it be such a wasteland now? So as they were stunned before, imagine the world after the Holocaust, so caught off guard that they even let us create the state of Israel, which means they must have been stunned, because in their right minds, they never would have permitted it. Kein mishchas me'ish mar'ehu. So they were stunned and saying, Kein mishchas me'ish mar'ehu. How degenerate of a human image is his appearance. How can they appear so? And think about the anti-Semitic stereotypes that still persist throughout Europe, certainly, and in the Muslim world, where they say we're not even human, and the big nose and the curly locks and the filthy images that they try to show of the Jew, saying he's subhuman compared to all of the rest of them. It's fascinating that to the progressive left, we are white people who are part of oppression. But at the same time, to those same progressive left and everybody else, we are an inferior race. So we're a separate race, we're a minority. But we're not the right kind of minority. We're the wrong kind of minority because we're the Jews. The so'aro mibnei adam, and his form is so degenerate compared to that of bnei adam. They are human beings, we are not human beings. Rav Hirsch says, lacking basic human qualities and values. The masses had no understanding of Judaism. In their eyes, we're the inferior race. Poor Rav Hirsch, living in a Germany where that was going to be made public policy by Adolf Hitler and his Nazi party. But in the Yemos HaMashiach, the world is going to have to take on a new understanding of Jews and Judaism. Once they see the truth and they can't fool themselves anymore, their derision of Jews is going to have to fall to pieces. And finally, Cain, Yazeh Goyim Rabim. So he will bring cleansing to many nations. Alav Yikbitzu Melachim Pihem. And the kings will open their mouths. So he'll bring cleansing, or the nations will talk about you and the kings will open up their mouths. Actually, that's interesting. The man Loi says the kings will open their mouths. Rav Hirsch says the kings will keep their mouths closed. So it could go either way. Either the kings' mouths are going to be agape in amazement, not believing what they see with the greatness of Yisrael, or the kings' mouths are going to be shut because the idiotic things they were saying until now are going to seem so foolish. Ki asher lo supar lohem ra'u. Because what has never been told to them, they will now see. Vasher lo shamu hisbonanu. And what they have never heard, they will now begin to understand. Because the Mashiach is going to be there, and the greatness is going to be even more than what the Nevi'im foretold. So sorry, went a little bit over time, but just so that we could finish the Perek. Now on to Perek Nun Gimel, and soon more Haftoros to come.